Rush Hour with Luke Brendam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Heyo, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Luke Bradnam with you. I've got a big weekend ahead of me. I'm going to a poker night tomorrow night with all my schoolmates in Surfers Paradise. My mate Chutz has got a unit at the Hilton. And I think there's about five or six of us going, playing poker. And I don't know exactly. I can't confirm this. But I believe he has, in inverted commas, waitresses serving us drinks. That's what I believe. Which should be good. I don't know how much poker's going to get played, but it's going to be a good night. Looking forward to that. This will be my first sober poker night because I haven't drunk now for a couple of years. And my brother and myself will be the only sober ones at the poker night. So I reckon we're both going to clean up. The boys will get progressively more and more on it. And I'll start upping the ante a little bit without him even knowing. I love playing poker. You guys ever play poker? Get on the mic there, Producer Jeremy. You ever have a poker night, mate? We used to play all the time.
Once or twice.
Never.
You never play poker?
Yeah. No, I'm just not confident enough to sort of bet money on it and stuff.
Oh, I love it, mate. I love it. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be a real douchebag too and bust out cigars. Like I'm a high roller.
You're trying to make your mates throw up after a few drinks.
No, we always do. Whenever we have a poker night, someone brings along cigars and we sit there and like we're high rollers. Meantime, we're playing for $5 a hand.
Just go all in.
Go all in. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, good show for you today. We'll check in with Alex Heinke here, find out what's happening down at the borders. We'll do our Tool of the Week segment for you as well. Have a bit of fun with the meter maids. Amber Heard, I've got a great idea as to what Amber Heard's punishment should be for acting like an incredible bogan while she was here on the Gold Coast. The great Tanner Boyd from the Gold Coast Titans join us. There's a big debate on whether or not people should be wearing masks around. And you wouldn't think that being, you know, that's great fodder for comedy. But being the radio geniuses that we are, guaranteed laugh with that segment. Also, we drunk up some AFL brawlers for you. That's always funny. All of that and a whole heap more on the catch up. Starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
They're saying that this afternoon could be just absolute chaos down on the borders because, of course, they're closed to Sydney residents as of, I think, 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. But Alex Heike is down there covering it for Channel 9. How are you, mate?
Oh, look, this has just been, a massive few days.
How's it?
Wow, a lot's going on.
Mate, so is it really busy at the borders at the moment with everyone trying to just go, bugger it, let's get in before they close it, or have we seen an increase in numbers?
It's a mad panic.
Oh, really?
I'll be honest. Everyone's trying to get back across the border before this closure comes into place. As we know, tighter restrictions as well. And, well, we were warned from the Premier this morning in her press conference, and she said, expect delays, give yourself more time, and well, it's all ringing true at the moment.
How big is it, mate? Look, have you got a time limit on how long people are having to wait at there to get through?
The waits vary, but at the moment we're seeing sort of 2 to 3 hour waits in some areas for some people. It is easing off at the moment. It's kind of been a bit easier at the moment, but wait until school pick up and the afternoon peak hits, mate. It'll be pretty busy.
Unbelievable. Lots of caravans coming through, Alex. I'm hearing, honestly, I'm talking to mates and they're saying they've got family down in New South Wales and they're all heading north. Just to go, bugger it. If they're retired, they're like, look, we'll ride it out in Queensland caravan parks around the place.
It's the great pilgrimage from the Grey Nomad, isn't it? It's absolutely true. We have been seeing a few, but I think people are just more confident here.
Yeah, right.
Have fewer cases, and certainly a lot of those people in their caravans are older, so they're at risk, and they feel safer here. It's pretty simple.
Hey, Alex, we'll see you wrap up tonight on 9 News. Appreciate your time, Savo, mate. Thanks for the update.
Anytime. Stay safe.
There he goes, Alex Heinke. Now, if you are in those delays and you can let us know exactly how long the delays are, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 132710. I mean, maybe you've got good news for us. Alex is saying that it's busy one moment and then there's a lapse. But if you can give us an update from the border, we'd love to hear from you. Dean has just called through. on 13 27 10. You can call any time, anything, but Dean, you're stuck in these delays, mate, is that right?
Yeah, we've been driving for 900 metres and it's taken us half an hour.
Really? So,
and now we're literally just looking to the right, we can see the airport. We're probably maybe another hour away, I reckon.
Far out.
There's some people even doing U-turns halfway around, probably just going, bugger this, I'll go back to New South Wales.
Really? You're seeing people that are stuck in the delays. I wonder if they're going, bugger this, let's go through Warwick or somewhere, Stanthorpe. There's a checkpoint in Stanthorpe. That's a long way. That's a long detour.
Well, we're having a laugh saying, imagine the poor buggers that get here at 1:45 and they go, come on, cruise out, we've got to get into Queensland.
Well, that's what everyone's trying to avoid. Hey, mate, I've got to ask, why put yourself through this? You must have known that this was going to be a drama, the Savo. Like, what did you do south of the border?
Oh, we were doing a bit of work at Lennox Heads.
Right.
Head home. Oh. We thought we were going to have a bit of an early mark today, but it looks like we're going to have an extended mark.
Well, mate, turn the radio up to 11. At least we're playing some good tunes. We appreciate the call, mate. Thanks very much.
You're a legend. Thank you.
Let's go to Johnny from Ipswich, who's called through. You in these delays, Johnny?
Hey, oh, yeah. Mate, I pulled up on the ramp to go up to the Chugan overpass to go to Gold Coast Highway. And I think the lights have changed about 10 times already. I'm still halfway up the ramp.
Right. Yeah, just dramas left, right and centre. Hey, appreciate it.
I'm in a truck and it's all right, Jake, because we run out of hours real fast, eh?
How long have you been in the delays for?
I got in here about 10 minutes ago just to get on the ramp. And I haven't even made the lights at the ramp yet.
Right, okay, yeah, look, avoid the area if you can. Easier said than done, because you've only got till 1 a.m. tomorrow morning to be able to get through. Let's take one more call. We could take these calls all afternoon. Our phones are going into meltdown. But Tony from Tweed Heads, go ahead, mate.
Yeah, so I've just come through the tunnel. It's taken me about 35 minutes to get from the tunnel just before the border, and I'm not quite to the hospital crossing there yet. I reckon another 10 or 15, so I reckon the delay is somewhere between 35 and 45 minutes at the moment.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the update, Tony.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Let's do this. Friday afternoon.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Okay, thank you, Cav Steakhouse, the most famous butcher on the Gold Coast. New location, same great meat. Cav's Metro Butchery, now open at Bigger Waters. $100 meat tray up for grabs. Who's your Tool of the Week nomination? Hit the phones, 13, 27, 10, score that great prize. Where do you start this week? Honestly, have we had a record amount of tools this week? It is, it's the biggest week ever. Gee, it's hard to go past Karen from Bunnings. But I almost want to give it to anyone that has called someone a Karen. So crown me, Brixie, for calling her Karen.
You're the Tool of the Week.
That chick from Bunnings. What about that chick that went there with the Human Rights Charter from 1945? Old mate just wants to sell some sausages and maybe some, I don't know, buckets and spades or whatever he does at Bunnings. And then this chick rocks in, not wearing a face mask, just trying to change the world. Have a listen to her.
I actually don't need a medical certificate if you refer to the DH. No, I'm allowed to do this.
That's
and you're discriminating against me.
We're all just trying to all be in this together.
I actually don't. And you're not authorised by the Australian government to even question me about it.
It's a condition of entry of our stores.
Then that's discrimination, and I can have you sued personally for discriminating against me as a woman.
We're not discriminating against anyone.
You
it's
are.
A condition of entry for all Bunnings.
It's not. It's an unlawful condition of entry.
I can't stand her. Crown her. I've got a crown in.
You're the Tool of the Week.
And I've got to give mine to Alan DeGeneres as well. I know I'm throwing a few tool nominations around, but Alan DeGeneres has just put out an apology. You know, she's always struck me as a phony, Alan DeGeneres. I don't like her. I never have. Because she just, I don't know, I've heard these rumours that she's not a nice person. And then when she gets on air, she pretends to be a really nice person. And I hate phonies. I just can't stomach phonies and fakes. And that's what she is to me. So she's just put out the worst apology letter because the allegations are now that there's, you know, behind the scenes there, she's an absolute tyrant, a bully, racist. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It just paints her as a horrible human being. And then she's put out an apology. where basically she said, look, I'm really sorry. It turns out that some people on my show just haven't been doing what I've asked them to do. So she's not accepting any responsibility herself. It's not. It really isn't an apology. She's like, I'm sorry for what other people have done. Take some responsibility yourself. A fish rots from the head, stemming down from you. Ellen DeGeneres, you are mine.
You're the tool of the week.
Okay, 13-27-10. How long's it going to be till we get a nomination for those two girls that snuck in the border? I'm tipping first caller will be nominating those two. I gave my tool of the week nomination, of course, to Ellen DeGeneres. Can't stand her. And I was wondering, how long's it going to take for someone to nominate those two chicks that came over the border? I think first cab off the rank's doing exactly that. Mark from Southport. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Who are you nominating?
Those two chicks and their families, mate.
Yeah. What about the brother, by the way?
Well, I'm not going to get too political, but...
Yeah, he played the racist card last night on a current affair.
He played it good, mate. He played it good.
This is not a race issue. It's just an issue about people being upset by idiotic, selfish behaviour.
That's exactly right. It doesn't matter what race or whoever, you know?
I know, mate. I've been in the media for long enough. I've been in this game for 25 years. I know how people react and... Yep. It wouldn't matter what colour they were. It wouldn't matter what race they were. We'd all be upset, regardless of who they were. If it was Mother Teresa, we'd be upset at the selfishness.
That's exactly right.
Hey, good on you, Mark. Crown and Brixie, those two girls.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
You're the tool of the week.
Okay, let's go to caller two, Jesse from Upper Coomera. Who you got for us, mate?
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Lukey. I'd have to say those two girls have come back to Melbourne.
You're crowning, Brixie. We could do this all day, I'm sure.
You're the tool of the week.
Let's see if Craig from Merrimack's got someone else for us. Craig, who do you want to nominate, mate?
Myself.
Yourself? Go ahead. Go ahead, mate. What have you done this week?
I broke my laptop last Thursday.
Right.
And then I ring up on Sunday morning to put a claim in. Apparently, my thing was just lapsed over, my insurance. Not going to cover it. And that's Sunday morning. And then 12 o'clock on the way to work, I had a car accident and broke my car off. And that's lapsed as well. So I'm not going to pay me either.
Yeah, but apart from losing your laptop, having your insurance run out, and then having a car crash, apart from that, has it been a good week? Crowning, Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
I mean, he's only looking at the negatives.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I read this morning in the Gold Coast Bulletin, and it's someone's opinion. I'll just read the headline for you. Gold Coast city leaders in push to make the Glitter Strip number one destination for startups and tourists. And they're saying to do that, we've got to shed our outdated reputation as being unsophisticated, tacky and fake. And part of that new makeover for us here on the coast would be getting rid of the meter maids. Boo that idea, thank you very much. My own personal opinion. I like the meter maids. Have you got that answer from yesterday, Brixie? Just for the fact that we get good radio from them. Yesterday we asked one of the meter maids. Dead set. See if you can find it, mate. It's just so funny. Yesterday we asked one of the meter maids. We said, do you know what year, do you know what date New Year's Day falls this year? Being a leap year, do you know what... it's a leap year this year. So we tried to bamboozle them with a bit of BS to start with. Being a leap year, do you know what date New Year's Day falls this calendar year? And this was the response.
I don't know.
She didn't know because she didn't have an iPhone with her, in fairness. And she didn't have a calendar in front of her, so it was a little tough. But I love the meter maids. I mean, people come to the Gold Coast because we have things like the meter maids here. But that's just my opinion. This is what we want to do. We want to do a quick Gold Coast poll here. Get get the pulse of the Gold Coast, and we'll fling one of you will get this Ali Jean voucher to go and get $100 worth of fuel. Do you want the meter maids, or do you think they're tacky? Should we keep them or flick them? Our number 13-27-10. Why do you think this is going to go? I think people want the meter maids. People want to keep them, you think? I don't know. Quick pulse of the Gold Coast. We'll take five calls. Should we keep them or should we flick them? Let's go to Tony from Ashmore first. What do you want to say, Tony?
Oh, hi. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Keep the meter, mate. I think they're fantastic.
Good on you. Let's go to Maddie from Oxenford. Go ahead, Maddie. What did you want to say, Matt?
I'd say keep them.
Keep them, yeah. This might be a clean sweep. Let's go to the Whiz at Labrador. Go ahead.
G'day. How are we?
Good,
I reckon we should keep the girls. They're icons. They've been around for years. Yes, they saved me a couple of times when I've been down the beach and that.
I bet they are, mate. Nothing to do with parking. Bruno from Bundle. This could be a clean sweep. Go ahead, Bruno.
Mate, we got to keep these meter maids. They're iconic.
Give me a drum roll, Brixie. This is our fifth and final call. This could be a dead set, clean sweep. I hope the council are listening to this. The people are speaking. Jed from Coomber Bar, what do you say about the meter maids?
Well, actually, no, it's Kathy from Coomber Bar. Sorry, I'm using his phone, and they're iconic. I love them.
You want to keep them. Okay, good on you, Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
And you got yourself a $100 voucher to go off a fuel voucher thanks to Ali Jean Real Estate. Visit them online at ejre.com.au to experience the Ali Jean difference. But there you go, mate. There's a clean sweep. Officially, 5 out of 5 Gold Coasters want to keep the meter maids. And the reason why is because they don't know the answer to questions like this. We ask them once again, this is worth playing, what date does New Year's Day fall on this year, given that this year is a leap year?
I don't know.
That's why we love you.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Yesterday on the show, we were playing this audio from a police interview. God knows why this went to a police interview, but it was some dude who had information about Elon Musk. This is the best story, mate. This whole Amber Heard and Johnny Depp deal is the greatest story of 2020. We've had bad news story after bad news story, but this is honestly one of the... It's, you know, like they always have on the news... that little bit of, it's not even really news. They'll go, oh, and a panda bear at a China zoo had a birthday today. And it's like just something to put a smile on your face. That's what this Amber Heard and Johnny Depp deal is for me. It's just every time there's a story on it, I'm like, I turn the TV up, stop what I'm doing, and I'll watch because there's just drops of like gold in amongst it. Firstly, we heard that Amber Heard apparently on her 30th birthday had a dump in Johnny's bed, which is just gross. I'm a throw up. She dead set. She took a dump in Johnny Depp's bed and then blamed it on Boo and Pistol. And they just, even the cleanup had to give evidence and went, nah, this didn't come from Boo or Pistol. It's too big. Oh, how gross. How gross is that? And then there's just been embarrassing story after embarrassing story for both of them. One of them was that Johnny Depp at Mick Doohan's place here in Coomera had a leak and wrote Amber's name in like running writing on the carpet at Johnny's at Mick Doohan's place. They're just animals, the pair of them. And now this dude had to go and give evidence about an apparent affair that Amber had with Elon Musk while she was married with Johnny Depp. And it was apparently a three-way between, it was a threesome between Elon Musk, Amber Heard, and Carla Delevingne. And the evidence is, you would think he's giving evidence about the JFK shooting, this bloke, the way the cops were so serious about it. Have a listen. It's awesome.
Did Rocky tell you that Amber Heard was having an affair with Cara Delevingne while she was still married to Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Did she ever tell you that the three of them, Elon Musk, Cara Delevingne, spent the night with Amber in November of 2016?
To the specific date, I can't say.
Did she ever tell you in words or substance while Amber was still married to Johnny Depp that the three of them, Amber Heard, Elon Musk, and Cara Delevingne spent the night together?
Yes.
So they were having what a three-way affair, correct?
My understanding, yes.
Okay, I had a thought last night. Don't know how my mind works sometimes, but I had what I think is a brilliant thought as to what Amber Heard's punishment should be for acting like an unbelievable bogan during her marriage with Johnny Depp. And given what she apparently did on her 30th birthday, which she allegedly took a dump in his bed, tell me if this is not brilliant, Brixie. This is my idea. Amber Heard's punishment is that her name forever, at least in our country, becomes rhyming slang. Let me roll with it, okay?
Okay, I'm with you.
Amber Heard did an Amber Heard in Johnny's bed. Excuse me for a moment. I gotta go take an Amber Heard.
Oh, that is the greatest. Yes, Luke, you've started it.
Hey, are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm going off to do an Amber Heard. Let's wipe this up.
I gotta go take an Amber Heard. Are you with me, producer Jeremy?
What are we doing?
Amber Heard, rhyming slang. I gotta go take an Amber Heard.
Oh, an Amber Heard.
Hey, good punishment. That's everyone roll with it. I gotta go and take an Amber Heard. And then all of a sudden she won't be remembered for anything. Like, you know, Barry Crocker's name got stolen. Oh, I've had a Barry Crocker. I had a Barry Crocker.
Hey, so if someone says I've got an Amber Heard in my bed, it's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Our boys of the Titans taking on the Sydney Roosters. They're up against the Premiers this weekend down in Sydney, I believe at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Tanner Boyd, runaway Bay Seagull boy, done good. Our favourite Gold Coast Titan joining us right now. G'day, Tanner. How are you, mate?
Hey, mate. Yeah, good. How are you?
Hey, mate, our producer Jeremy just raced in here, all excited because he said it's your birthday.
Yeah, it was I can't remember what day it was now.
Through the week.
Yeah, the other day. So.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you.
How old did you turn?
20.
Oh, you're 20. Only a young guy.
Yeah, only young.
Bloody hell, mate. What did you do for your birthday? Can you do anything in these COVID lockdowns?
No, I couldn't do anything, actually. No, so I just had to stay home. And, yeah, that's about it, really.
No, it's all right, mate. Maybe you have a win against the Premiers this weekend for your birthday.
Yeah, that would be good. So that would be very good.
Talk to us, mate. You're playing down at the Sydney Cricket Ground. You're a youngster, Tanner, so you wouldn't even know, mate. I actually went to the last ever grand final at the Sydney Cricket Ground, 1987, Canberra versus Manly. It was bloody awesome, mate. That's a legendary field. Have you ever played there before?
No, it's going to be the first time. So it's going to be pretty special. Obviously, there's heaps of history. Dad let me know and told me how much history there is, so he said it's going to be pretty cool. And the sheds and things are how old school they are, so it'll be a good experience.
And mate, so talk to us about your road trip then. So, like, when do you go down to Sydney? I know it's a Saturday game, right?
Yeah, so we'll get a chartered flight tomorrow at, like, we'll leave here at 8:45.
Right.
In the morning, then go straight there and get to the SCG and just chill there, basically. Have food, have a sleep and just basically get ready for the game, and about two hours before the game, we'll go into the sheds and then fly home.
You get there super early, and you've got to just hang around for a while. When you say you have a sleep, where do you sleep? Just on the ground?
So, yeah, we go up into, like, the corporate boxes, and the club bring just little blow-up beds, and you just take a pillow.
Really?
Have a rest or do whatever you need to do, really.
I wonder if any of the boys will play cricket. I'm being deadly serious. There's a cricket pitch out there on the SCG. There's nets out the back, Brixie's saying too. Bugger the sleeping, mate. Take down your kit. Imagine Tanner goes out and he's still got his pads on.
Got me helmet on.
And then what time will you get back to the coast on Saturday night?
So we play at 3. We'll probably get back at like 6, 7, I reckon.
Right. That sounds horrendous. I'll be honest with you.
It's a big day.
It sounds horrendous. All right, mate. Well, and all the best, mate. Happy birthday to you.
Cheers,
you know, when you get a birthday, like we have one here at work, some jobber always brings in a giant card or something like that, or a birthday cake. Does that happen in the Gold Coast Titans?
No, you just cop a bit of stick there for me. So that's about it.
Happy birthday, my brother. All the best.
Thanks,
and good luck tomorrow against the Sydney Roosters.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
There's a call from Woolworths now saying if you live near one of these COVID hotspots, and we've got some in southeast Queensland, thankfully none here on the Gold Coast, but I know the south of Brisbane, there's some areas now where they're saying, look, if you go to Woolworths, it's not mandatory that you wear a face mask like it is down in Melbourne and in Sydney, but much rather you wear one than not. So, in other words, wear a face mask if you're in one of those COVID hotspots at the moment. And I guess they're having this whole debate in the United States as well about whether or not you should wear a mask. Some people, as we heard earlier in the week with that chick from Bunnings, are dead set against wearing a mask. They think the whole thing's a hoax and blah, blah, blah. Just wear a bloody mask. What's the worst thing that can happen is you wear a mask. I mean, come on, just do the right thing. Anyway, they're calling it the mask debate in America. Have a listen.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate. The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
What about the raging mask debate? They're calling it the raging mask debate.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
And I was just having a look online on my Sportsbet account, because that's what I do, because I'm a degenerate gambler. I'm having a look at our Gold Coast Suns this weekend. They're up against GWS, and we're outsiders, so I don't know. Yeah, Greater Western Sydney, $1.50. Our boys are at $2.60. But I think as of to this weekend, there's some extraordinary amount of games that are going to get played. It's something like 33 games in the next 20 days, and a lot of them are going to be out there at Metricon. So a real hub here on the Gold Coast for AFL. So if you're an AFL fan, hopefully you can get along to see some of the games. I know we can't have too many people there, but if you're an AFL fan, you must be absolutely loving what's on offer over the next 20 days. I wish we had something like that in the NRL. We just got our regular fixtures happening. But last night there was a game of footy at Metricon, two Melbourne sides, I should say. And there was a big discussion after the game. Gary Lyon, who's an AFL legend, was having it out with Jonathan Brown. So Brownie and Lyons started going hammer and tongs at each other about the inept performance, I think, of the Western Bulldogs. I might be wrong. Melbourne Demons. Okay, so there you go. Gary Lyon's old team, the Melbourne Demons, and Jonathan Brown, and these guys were going hammer and tongs. It's made big news around the country this afternoon, and mate, because they started going at it, these two, it was perfect fodder for us to slow their voices down to make them sound drunk. Well, a lot of people love it when we do this, and this was perfect for us to do that. So here's a slowed down Gary Lyons and Brownie going hammer and tongs, sounding like two drunken brawlers at Melba's at 3 a.m. in the morning. Let's have a listen.
Where was the fierce, ferocious competition that we were expecting from this Melbourne footy club?
Hang on a minute, Gary. You said before the game the players were ready. After they were embarrassed in round one of 2019 by this same outfit, Port Adelaide, you said the Melbourne players were aware of it. So they've come out and served up that crap.
Doesn't matter what I'm thinking, mate. I'm sitting three states away.
What you think. You said the players knew about it. They acknowledged what happened around one. Why do they serve that up?
I wish I could go and do something about it, mate. I can't do anything about it. I'm three states away and they continually serve this up year after year after year, and they've got to own it. Okay. It was an insipid performance for a footy club.
That is every drunk guy I've ever spoken to sober. Like when you're drunk yourself, you don't realise you sound like that. But when you're sober and people start talking like that, you cannot get away from them quick enough. Oh, God, that is just so funny. I love it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.